From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
My phone. Welcome into ABQ Connect. Full show for you today. We're going to catch up, God willing, we'll catch up with the ranches and get you an update with what they're doing to reach out to at-risk boys and girls in New Mexico. We'll also have information about Freedom Celebration and relief work that's being done in Ruidoso. So packed full show. In this first segment, we're going to take a little bit of time to quickly go very light detail on this because we're going to cover it in more detail coming up in our final portion of the show. But if you haven't been to klyt.fm to get information about what's going on in Ruidoso, whether it's just updated news, information from the village of Ruidoso. We've also posted information from Samaritan's Purse at klyt.fm in the Action Center, right there on the homepage. Real easy to follow the banners there. Just click on those banners to find the information that you need. Now, with that in mind, we often bring you information about various activities happening around Albuquerque, or Santa Fe, or even, listen, if you're in Las Cruces at Cannon Air Force Base or Clovis or Portales, and you have information then about an event that you're having, we would love to hear from you. Send the details to studio at klyt.fm. The who, the what, the when, the where, why, you know, a website is usually a great place that we can send people to get the information they need about your event. Let us know about it so we can tell others, and hopefully they can be a part of what you're trying to accomplish, here in the Albuquerque area. Tomorrow on the show, tune in and hear from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. We'll have Jody on from the New Mexico Family Action Movement coming in to get us an update. They're having family fun festivals all over the state, so we'll try to get an update on that and other things that they're involved with. Daniel Higby, a local businessman, will be in to talk about redemptive business practices. That's tomorrow on ABQ Connect. And don't forget also that the shows are archived on the web at abqconnect.online. And I believe joining us on phone is Travis Yoakum, the director at the ranches here in New Mexico. Travis, thanks so much for taking the time to get an update for our listeners. I know you guys are routinely busy enough, and then, events come up and just make you more busy. But for those not familiar, Travis, again, welcome to the show. Let our listeners know what is the ranches for those not familiar?
Absolutely, Steve. First off, I just want to thank you and apologize for my absence in person. We the best and worst part of what we do is that you can almost never schedule anything. and so I appreciate the grace and understanding in that side of it. And so what we do is we're a community group home for what are deemed at-risk teenagers from the ages of 12 to 18. We provide them with a home. We provide them with education, food, safety. We bring them out into the middle of the desert, beautiful, desolate New Mexico mountain land, 2,400 acres, and we give them an opportunity to learn life skills and to learn how to be productive members of society.
Well, one of the things, Travis, that is so impressive to me is the heritage that has been created. Not to make an easy pun, but this isn't your first rodeo, nor is it the first rodeo for the staff at the ranches who've been doing this a very long time.
Absolutely not. We are a family business, and we also... we try to encourage that through everything that we do. So This year is our 80th year. So we were founded in 1944 through some help of the Kiwanis Club and a fellow by the name of Al Buck. So the reason the ranches was originally founded was in response to World War II, when there were fellows who were not coming back from the war. So there was an abundance of young boys, teenage males who were growing up fatherless. And so their mothers were struggling, having them in the home within that environment. And so this was created as a response to that. Now, through the years, we've done some stuff. We've went more towards kind of the orphanage side of it, the younger kids, bringing them up in the toddler ages, babies and stuff like that. To now where we've adapted and we only house and care for ages 12 to 18, which is really the lost, you know, if you think about your childhood, you think about your teenage years, those are kind of the ones that, you know, created the most friction in the home, the, you know, the teenagers, the attitude, the ambitions, the always constantly right, the fights, the arguments, the things like that. That really drive from that. So this year, on August 17th, we'll be hosting our 80th reunion where we will invite and we'll have everybody out to the ranch south of Belen for basically a big reunion, a family reunion. We're going to be hosting former residents, former staff, vendors, former vendors, the community, the public. We just built our fifth cottage, the Beatty Cottage. So that'll be open for the open house. We have four other cottages that'll be open for tours, and we'll be navigating all of those. And as you mentioned, the other family heritage, Mike Cole, who was the president for a significant amount of time, passed it on to his son, Heath Cole, who passed away last year. We came on and talked about that. Now, his daughter, Michaela Cole, is our president, and so her and her mom together have over 40 years of experience in it, in the industry and in this place alone, and so, you know, we're constantly trying to create those family connections and build those family connections for kids who come through to, you know, make that long-lasting impact.
Well, Travis, you brought to light something actually that I wasn't familiar with and kind of excited about. You know, the history of the ranches started, as you mentioned, with the boys who had fathers absent during war. And then, you know, later on, the girls' ranches. But then, you know, coalesced to become the ranches, including the boys, the girls, and now the babies. Tell us a little bit more about that and how that came to be.
With the what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Didn't you say the baby's cottage?
The Beatty Cottage.
Oh, Beatty. Okay.
Yeah.
Beatty.
Yeah, so Jack Beatty, a longtime political influencer here in New Mexico, through his foundation, was able to donate that money. So that's the name of the cottage.
Gotcha. The Beatty Cottage. It's Warren's distant relative. Probably not. good thing. Well, listen, I want to encourage the listener to go to theranches.org and find out more about the ranches. And one of the things they'll find there, you know, obviously it's a nonprofit that's supported by, well, people like the listeners of KLYT. But on the website, you'll find not only a place to donate now, but, you know, just getting that elbow grease and getting out and volunteering. There is a link there for volunteering. Travis, what kind of volunteer opportunities are there for those interested in assisting with the work that's being done?
So most of the stuff that we work with volunteers is through organizations. So churches and places like that where they want to come out and host an event or partner with us to provide our residents with some type of activity or interaction with the community, stuff like that. The hard part with what we do with volunteering is that there's a significant background
right.
check and history and stuff that we have to go through. So our preferred method is hiring. And so we're always hiring for house parents. We're always trying to get more house parents to open up more opportunities and open up more beds where we can host as many kids as we possibly can. So most of our volunteer opportunities, you just reach out. If there's something you're passionate about, something you want to do about it, we can make most things work. We try to work with organizations to teach kids trades, to teach kids about school, math, tutoring, stuff like that are the big ones where we have people interact with us. And then, as you mentioned, we are all privately funded. So we don't utilize any government funds to tend to or care after the kids, which is something we're very proud of. We have our feet out in the community trying to raise money, trying to make sure that we have enough funds to make sure that these kids never have to worry about a meal, a snack, a drink, the lights, heat, cooling, transportation, anything like that. So the community members of New Mexico and across the nation have been very generous to us, and we continue to try and push forward on that path to make sure that we fund ourselves privately and never have to rely on any outside source of government funding for that.
And one of the other things I have to imagine is, you know, someone listening may be thinking that they're aware of an at-risk youth that could use some of the mentorship that comes and the other things that happen at the ranches to reach into the lives of these young people. If someone were aware of someone that could use that kind of assistance, what steps would you encourage them to take?
So first off, we're a voluntary program. So there's no court ordered to us. There's no, you have to stay there for a certain amount of time. You have to do these things. The resident has to inquire with us to say that they're willing to stay here and willing to work and try and look to do something different for their life, which first off is most important to us. Second off, if there's any interest in either fundraising, donations, information about what we do, how we do it, or inquiries on getting into our program, everything is ran through our website. So we have an application process. Families get to come out, take a tour of the facility, navigate, meet with those people. We do a interview process both for us and for the residents. So they get to ask families, they get to ask any questions that they want to inquire on, and then we get to kind of vet anything that might not be appropriate for our program. And so it's a choice on both ends, ultimately, to say, hey, you know, this is something we want to do. And, you know, it goes back to that free will aspect. And we're not trying to hold anybody against their will. They haven't committed any heinous crimes and stuff where they can't be in society. We want an open environment where we create as homely of a place as possible for them to reunite with their families.
Oh, we so much appreciate that. That work that's being done. I do want to remind, you mentioned the website. Let me tell the listener, they'll find that information at theranches.org. And when you go there, you'll see menus including the work that they do, the various programs that are available, how you can make a difference by coming alongside the work that's being done at the ranches. And the contact information, you can do that through the web at theranches.org or call area 505-881-3363. Now, Travis, we have families listening as far away as, well, I mean, we're on the web, so you know, you can figure that, but I mean, terrestrial delivery of our signal reaches 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, and 93.5 FM in Portales. Are primarily the families that you have at the ranches from just around the Albuquerque area, or is it a statewide ministry?
Oh, this is absolutely statewide, and sometimes we even get some nationwide interest. So we have some residents from across the nation, hit or miss, one or two currently. But then the majority of them, we have them all across from Portales to Clovis to Farmington, Albuquerque, all throughout the state. So we do not have any limitations. Obviously, there's some licensing and stuff that we have to make sure that we abide by for the entire state of New Mexico and other states as well. The thing that's important for us is making sure that any child is wanting to change and that the family is wanting to engage in the process of doing something differently for growth and development for everyone.
One other thing I did want to touch on, I know you mentioned really as far as work there, employment there is really maybe the route to take with you know, it's understandable, all the background stuff that needs to be done. How are the ranches set up for house parents? I know that's something that kind of ebbs and flows.
Yeah, so we hire house parents and what we call associate house parents. And the house parents live, everyone lives here on site on about a 20-acre radius. And then, like I mentioned before, we got 2,400 acres of farmland, mountain land, wetlands that we utilize. We do a lot of work with 4-H animals and things like that. But with the living quarters, we provide for the house parents and associate house parents, we provide a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And so you live on site, we provide the rent, we provide the utilities. You have access to the dining hall that we utilize on campus. And so we try and, as well as the financial compensation, we help families all across the nation move here with relocation assistance. And really give them everything that they need to not have to worry about the day-to-day stuff that they can really dive in and help these kids.
Okay, and that information, by the way, again, available at theranches.org. Remind people the date of the reunion in August.
Yes, so August 17th, we'll be celebrating our 80th anniversary from 1944 to 2024. And so we'll be having a big kickoff celebration moving forward and celebrating all the years past and this year's work and moving forward into the future.
All right. Well, Travis Yoakum, the director at Ranches, and we thank you, the Michaela, and the whole staff for all you guys do. It is so important, the mentorship work that's being done there. We're seeing lives changed, and I personally know some people, not much younger than me, who grew up at the ranches, and I know that the work being done there is significant and long lasting. So thanks again, Travis, and we'll catch up with you again.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Again, I appreciate the grace. Really miss that face-to-face fellowship. Always have a great time up there at the facility, and appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Oh, well, we're happy to do it. We'll talk again soon. God bless you.
Bless you as well. Have a good day.
All right. And do stick around. We're going to take a break, and we're going to catch up with Janae Heitzig, who's got a lot of great information for us as we head into Freedom Celebration. That's coming up this Saturday. I'm tempted to give you details. We're going to give you all the details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.